So in today's show, we're going to talk about two of the most important factors that we need to consider when growing. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Boardman. If you are coming through, if this does make sense, if you can resonate with this, if you need to share it with someone, tag someone in or spread the word. Like, we are 5 miles into our run this morning, me and the boy. Where is he? There he is. And we're going to do about 10 miles this morning. So listen, I want to talk very quickly about growth. Growth is really, really important. And one of the biggest examples I can give of growth that I have seen in people is when I used to be a PTI instructor in the Marines, physical training instructor. And I used to be responsible for 60 lads and 60 guys who would come off the civilian street, go into basic Royal Marine training and make their way through a 32-week program. And my responsibility was to ensure that they were fit enough, strong enough mentally and physically to get through the 32 weeks. Now, I was just writing this in my book, new book that I'm writing at the minute. And those guys come in as boys and they leave as men. And it's a huge level of growth, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And I've seen a lot of guys grow as well in my own mastermind. And for me, there are two super important factors that really stand out more than any other. And those two factors are failure and experience. For me, failure and experience trumps anything else in terms of the things that we need to be able to grow as an individual. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges, you'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meet-up training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put 1 foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment. And you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
For me, these two experiences came in the fact of, or in the examples of, my very first marriage didn't work out the way it should have because I was the failure. I failed as my role as a husband. That gave me experience in terms of improving the way that I conducted myself in a relationship, the way that I communicated with people in an important relationship, the way that I gained experience of being in a relationship and the things not to do. And that really massively, dramatically gave me growth in terms of how to have a relationship, how to form a relationship, not just with somebody who ends up being your partner, but somebody in terms of friendships, in terms of work client basis, in terms of parents, in terms of spouses. It taught me a lot in terms of growth when it comes to that. In business, failed tons of times in business, over and over again, failed, gained more experience, listening to other people, reading, consuming, and each time it helps you in terms of growth of your mindset, in terms of building your business. And I'm sure there are many, plenty of other examples I could give you that would in turn, help explain the process of growth through failure and experience. So how can you consume that throughout today, right? So one of some of the things that are super important is the fact that you need to be able to accept failure. Failure is part and parcel of everyday life. That's what it is. It's part and parcel. You can't get away from it. The experience that you gain from putting yourself on the line, whether you fail or win, is invaluable. That experience is something that allows you to be able to grow because you learn. failure and experience brings growth because they bring learning points. Every day is a learning point. The only time that this doesn't happen is when you fail, you gain experience, but you don't grow from it. You go back and keep making those same mistakes over and over and over again. All right, so it's really important for you to take on the learning points. It's really important for you to put yourself on the line. It's really important for you to learn to fail more so that you can learn more and gain more experience, right? That's how an individual grows. That's how I see all my lads growing through Royal Marine training. That's how I see my lads growing through 28-day programs. That's how I see my guides growing through their mastermind. That's how I see my business owners growing through the one-on-one program I run with them. And lady. So it's really important to recognize those two facts in terms of when you ask yourself, are you growing? Am I failing enough? Am I using my failures? Am I gaining experience? Am I learning from my experience? And I think they're the questions that you've got to really ask yourself when you're moving forwards. All right, guys? So I'm going to leave you with that. If you've got any thoughts on that, if you've got what examples you want to share, stick them in the comments down below and let me know. Have a great day. Catch you soon.